The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are looking at accessing exceeding grace via His resurrection. Accessing exceeding grace via His resurrection. Accessing exceeding grace via His resurrection. This month has been declared via the inspiration of the Holy Spirit by the servant of the Lord as our month of exceeding grace. And I see someone enjoying and enjoying again and again exceeding grace this month in the name of Jesus. The death and the resurrection of Jesus brought about the abundance of the grace of God upon our lives. I tell you, the death and the resurrection of Jesus has opened us up to an avalanche of grace of God upon our life. And the death and resurrection of Jesus was the ultimate prize that brought us into the blessings of exceeding grace. Without the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we cannot come into this extraordinary grace called exceeding grace. I pray for someone this morning, you will enjoy exceeding grace all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. In the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Every of this package was found, has been put together in the Lord Jesus. As long as He reigns, this package is made available for you. And I want you to know that this morning you are enjoying every one of it in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy power. I said someone will enjoy power. You will enjoy riches. You will enjoy wisdom. You will enjoy grace for strength. You will enjoy honor. You will enjoy glory. And you enjoy blessings in the name of Jesus. You see, the death and the resurrection of Jesus has packaged abundant grace, exceeding grace for you and I. And we give Him all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning we'll be looking at important facts about the death and resurrection of Jesus. Quickly, important facts about the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Number one, the death of Jesus is the ultimate price paid for our redemption. The death of Jesus is the ultimate price that was paid for our redemption. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet in sin, He paid the ultimate price for us via His death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number two, the death and resurrection of Jesus is the major force that enhances our dominion status. It enhances and empowers our dominion status. I want you to know that without His death and resurrection, there can't be dominion. Without His death and His resurrection, there cannot be dominion. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, the Bible says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain, and your faith is also in vain. If Christ have not died and risen, then our preaching is in vain. That is, the whole essence of Christianity is in vain. Someone cannot rise, cannot be risen if he has not died. And because Jesus died and He rose again, He enhanced and enforced and established our dominion status. We are no longer under the oppression and the dominion of the devil. His resurrection grant unto us and establish that dominion that was pronounced in the garden when the Bible says, and you will tramp upon the serpent. That dominion status was established in the Lord Jesus. And I pray for someone this morning, your dominion status shall be established in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, a better amen. If He has not died and He has not risen, we cannot be empowered for this dominion. Number three, resurrection brought about our restoration, the restoration of our lost glory. The restoration of our lost glory. The book of John chapter 10 verse 10. The Bible says the thief has come to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief has come to do one thing. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, after that, there's a column. That means that statement was completed. Then we have another statement. It said, I am come. That is, I have come that ye might have life. And that ye might have it what? Abundantly. Not only will you have life, but you will have it abundantly. Abundant life is your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. I said, not only will you have life, but you will live an abundant life. An abundant life is a life that is full of God's grace. An abundant life is a life that is full of God's power. An abundant life is a life that is full of dominion. An abundant life is a life that is full of blessings. And that shall be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus has come that you might have abundant life. He has not come that you and I will suffer, no. He has come that you and I will have abundant life. His resurrection brought about every lost glory. All that were lost by the stealing of the enemy, by the killing of the enemy, by the destruction of the enemy, they have been restored back, and they are not only restored, they are restored abundantly. I pray for someone here this morning, someone hearing me this morning, wherever you are hearing me from, I pray for you this morning, every of your lost glory that has been lost, as long as Jesus has risen, they are being restored fully and being restored abundantly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Number four, the resurrection. Number four, important fact about the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is that resurrection changed our position from the position of defeat to the position of a conqueror. We are no longer fighting from the position of a victim, but we are fighting from the position of a victor. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 37. He said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through what? Through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. That is, we are not only conquerors, we are more than what? Conquerors. What this means is this. The conquerors are people that are victorious. But the Bible is saying this morning, you are more than a victorious person because he has obtained the victory. Because someone has obtained the victory, you are more, and you are now standing with that person that has obtained the victory. In other words, you are not the one that obtained the victory. The victory has been obtained. So you are not the conqueror. Jesus is the conqueror. Now say, we are more than what? Conquerors. Why? Because we are sitting with Jesus. Now we are no longer at the level of a victim, but by his resurrection, we have come to the level of more than conqueror. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think verse 57, he said, But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory. Which giveth us what? Victory through our Lord Jesus. Now, it's not that we obtained victory. He has obtained the victory and he gave it to us. He has obtained the victory, which gives us what? Victory. He has obtained the victory and is giving that victory to you and I. Why? Because of his resurrection. I pray for you this morning. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the challenges you are facing. But one thing I'm sure of is that Jesus has obtained victory for you. Jesus has obtained victory for you. And that victory is being given to you this morning in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. The death and the resurrection of Jesus has obtained a total package for us. A total package. Total package. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes when you subscribe for some things, they will say total package. Then they will say this package. Then they will say that package. According to the level of your resources, that is what you obtain. Now, in the total package, maybe somebody has paid for the basic package. The person may enjoy maybe some few amenities, some few things, but another person has paid maybe for super package. That person may obtain something more than the basic package because the payment is higher. But when you have the total package, what A and B and C and what every other person have. You have it, then you now have addition. Praise the Lord. That is, your home package is full and is complete. That is what Jesus has obtained for you and I. And I pray for someone this morning, that package will be delivered to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to look at the dividends of his resurrection. What are the dividends of his resurrection? What are the dividends? What are dividends? Dividends are like profits that you get when you have invested in something. What are the dividends of his resurrection? Number one is power. Power. Hallelujah. In normal science, we say power is what? Ability to do what? Ability to do work. That's the normal science. That is, power is ability to do something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the power we are talking about is not just ability to work. It's ability to reign in life. Ability to have dominion in life. Ability to live a life that is full of exceeding grace. Ability to live a life that is beyond sickness. Ability to live a life that is beyond lack. Ability to live a life of abundance. Ability to live a life of joy. Power to live a life that is full of his grace. That is the thing we are talking about. The death and the resurrection of Jesus has brought us power. You see, power is needed in this wicked world. We need power. How many of us know that the world is wicked? The world is terribly wicked. We need power. We need power. We need power. We need power. Especially if you are from this part of the world, you need power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I need power. And I'm obtaining power. In the book of Luke chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and overhaul the power of the enemy. Overhaul the power of the enemy. Now, the power has been given. Say, I give unto you power. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. The serpent is not just snake. It's not talking about the normal physical serpent. It's talking about both physical and spiritual. And scorpions. And he says, and over, I love that part. He says, and over all the power of the enemy. In other words, there is no matter how powerful your enemy can be, you already have power that is above that power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, power over all the power. That is all the power. No matter the power that the enemy has, you are already given the power that supersedes that power through his resurrection. That is the dividend that you have. And he says, nothing shall by any means. Peradventure, you have made a mistake, is by any means. Peradventure, you have gone to a place that is dangerous. Peradventure, say by any means. By any means in whatever way, in whatever method, in whatever avenue. He says, it shall not hurt you. Why? Because he has given you power. I want you to know that it takes power to rule and to reign in life. It takes power to rule and to reign in life. It takes power to rule and to reign in life. Nobody rule in life without power. Nobody. Psalm 66 verse 7. It says, he ruleth by his power forever. He ruleth by his power forever. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Why? Because he ruleth by his power. And that power with which he ruleth is given unto you this morning in the name of Jesus. You see, it is with power that you generate supernatural proof. And once you have proof, there can be no doubt. Nobody argues with proof. If I have proof, you don't need to argue with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once you have proof, nobody needs to argue with you. Someone that has come out with first class and he has his certificate, and written on his certificate is first class. Does it need anything? And he said, I have a first class. You said, okay, really? And he shows you the certificate. There is nothing for you to argue about again. That's the proof. When you have power, you generate supernatural proof. I pray for someone hearing me this morning, the Lord will give you power to generate supernatural proofs in the name of Jesus. Supernatural proofs are proof of things that is beyond human understanding. You see yourself operating at a level that is beyond the normal level, beyond the natural level. I pray for you this morning that that power is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Jesus died to help us access power. He died to help us access power that will launch us into the realm of higher power. That will launch us into the realm of higher power and dominion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His journey, Jesus' journey into the grave, is to give us power. You see, Christianity without power is frustrating. Christianity without power is frustrating, I tell you. But when you have power, you have command. When you have power, you have command. You see, a lot of time we are faced with challenges in life that demands power. And when you exercise that power, it becomes very, very interesting. But when you lack that power, it can become very frustrating. I pray for you this morning, power to oversee every affair of your life is released unto you in the name of Jesus. Power to have dominion in every areas of life is released unto you in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that no matter who you are, Pharaoh will not let you go without a display of power. No matter who you are, no matter where you are from, the principalities of this world will not release unto you what is yours until there is a display of power. Let me shock you. Life does not give to you what you expect from it. It gives to you what you demand from it. And you place that demand in the demonstration of power. Hallelujah. It is in demonstration of power. Life doesn't give to you what you desire. It doesn't give to you what you wish. If it is so, everybody will wish whatever. It is what you place, the demand you place in the place of power. That is what gives to you what you want. Hallelujah. I want you to know it is impossible to triumph without power. It is impossible. It takes power to overcome. And as we celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus this morning, I pray that you will access fresh power. I say you will access fresh power. I say you will access fresh power. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, "And my speech and my preaching are not with enticing words of man's wisdom." They are not in enticing words of man's wisdom, but they are what? They are in demonstration of what? In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two, dividend of the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is wisdom. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ grant us what? Access to divine wisdom. Access to divine wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Thereof get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." I want you to know you need to be wise. Say, "Be ye wise as serpents and gentle as doves." You need to be wise. Wisdom, it takes wisdom to reign in life. It takes wisdom to be a successful husband. It takes wisdom to be a successful wife. It takes wisdom for you to be successful in business. It takes wisdom for you to be successful academically. It takes wisdom for you to be successful in your career. Why? Because there are so many challenges. But divine wisdom is what gives you the hedge. And that wisdom is coming upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. See, the resurrection of Jesus brought us into the level of wisdom living. Not normal living. I pray for someone, you will operate at the level of wisdom living in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, that is why people say those that are Christian, those that are truly in Christ, they act differently. They act wisely. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you have been in a place where people ask you, "Are you a believer? Are you a Christian?" By the level of the wisdom that you display, somebody is coming to that level in Jesus' name. In the book of Luke chapter 21, verse 15, it says, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to do what? Gainsay or resist." When you talk, people cannot gainsay. That is, they can't challenge it. That is divine wisdom. Why? Because you are operating at a wisdom that is beyond the normal wisdom. Praise the Lord. When you explain as a student, when you talk, people will have to listen. Even your teachers, your lecturers, the professors, they will have to listen. Why? Because the level of wisdom that comes from you is beyond the natural. That is what is obtained via the level, via the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You see, there is a strange order of wisdom that is coming into the body of Christ, and you will be part of those carrier of that strange order of wisdom that will shock the world in the name of Jesus. I said you will be a carrier of that strange order of wisdom that Lord is releasing upon his church in the name of Jesus. Number three is riches. Another major dividend of his resurrection of Jesus is access to riches. I pray for you this morning in the name of Jesus. No one under the sound of my voice will be poor in the name of Jesus. Poverty is a bad thing. How many of us know that poverty is a bad thing? Poverty is a bastard. It's a bad thing. I tell you, it's not something that is desirable. Nobody desire to be poor. Nobody come and say, I want to be poor. No. Nobody desire to be poor, and you shall not be poor in the name of Jesus. Jesus died and he rose to bring us out of poverty and to bring us to the place of wealth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, the Bible says, for ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might what? Be rich. He was rich, then he became poor. So that we, through his poverty, we become what? Rich. What happened is there is an exchange. There is an exchange of our poverty with the riches of Christ. So our poverty make him to become poor, and his riches make us to become what? Rich. The death of Jesus grant us this exchange. There is an exchange, a spiritual exchange, and I pray for you this morning you will enjoy that exchange in the name of Jesus. And I pray also all your wealth that the enemy has stolen shall be returned to you today in the name of Jesus. No genuine believer, no genuine child of God is destined to be poor in life. You cannot be poor in life. Say, I will not be poor in life. Say, I will not be poor in life. The book of Job chapter 36 verse 11 says, if thou obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in what? In prosperity. And their years in what? In pleasure. In other words, your obedience to the call of salvation grants you access to the riches in Christ Jesus. Because salvation came through Jesus. So your obedience to the call of salvation, your obedience to the word of God grants you access. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus rose to give us back that which was taken from us. Hallelujah. Because in the beginning, the Bible said God prayed for them. And God said, they should do what? They should have dominion. God said, have dominion, prosper, and enjoy. But that was lost. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, and said, and the Lord blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. Hallelujah. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Be fruitful, that is, be blessed, be productive. Increase, multiply, that is, replenish the heart, that is, have total control. That was the plan at the beginning, but it was stolen. But thank God for Jesus. The Bible says, for because of the sin of one man, the entire man race was cursed, but by the obedience of one man, we're all restored. And I pray for you this morning, every of your riches that has been lost, I decree in the name of Jesus, they are being returned unto you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number one is what? Power. Number two. Number three. Riches. You see, I love this riches part. Don't let anybody deceive you that you cannot be holy when you are rich. It's a lie from the pit of hell. I tell you. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Riches is good. It is the love of riches that is evil. The money answereth all things. I was talking to a young man in the course of the week. I was trying to encourage him to serve God better. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, it's easier to serve God when you have money. And the young man said, yes, sir. And I said, well, you need to take a decision to serve God, not because of money, but because of your love for Him. Praise the Lord. And the money will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Brethren, poverty is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. But the Lord Jesus has obtained for us riches. Number four is what? Number four is strength. 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 Strength is one of the dividends of the resurrection of Jesus. Good health is the mother of strength and vitality. Good health. I pray for someone. I don't know if there's anyone that is sick in their body this morning. I pray for you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. I don't know that area where your health is being challenged. By the power that raised Christ up from the dead, I decree that you obtain victory over that challenge in the name of Jesus. Your health is being restored in Jesus' name. I said your health is being restored in Jesus' name. Recently, I had the cost to travel, and I traveled somewhere, and I passed the night over there, and the first night was okay, but the second night was really wonderful. I had to sleep in a place where there were just like the legion of mosquitoes were released to come after me. I couldn't sleep the whole night, so I turned it into a vigil. Even the vigil was not enjoyable. Because as I was praying, I was also fighting the mosquitoes. And something started telling me that, you know, mosquito has bite you plenty now. You are going to have malaria. And the third day, I started feeling every symptom of malaria. Every symptom. I started feeling every symptom. I started feeling feverish. I was running temperature. And I was having headache. Just the third day. Because my mind had said I was going to have malaria. And I was in that state. Then 3 days fasting came. And somebody said, you know, you can't fast. You know, you are gonna have malaria. In fact, you can't fast. So I called a friend who is a pharmacist and I said, Ogafam, said yes. I said, I think I have malaria and I want to fast. Which drug can I take that I can still be able to fast with? And he said, oh, it's better I give you injection. Once I give you injection, you just take things easy. Don't stress yourself. You should be able to fast. So I said, okay. But I was going to his place. The Holy Spirit ministered to me by His stripes. I just had it gentle. By His stripes, you are healed. Very gentle. Sincerely yours, I turned back. Rather than go to his place, I went home. Had a nice meal. Nice meal. And I told myself, I'm not having malaria. Because by His stripes, I'm healed. I just told myself, I'm not having malaria. Later that evening, the symptoms came. You know, fever comes in the evening and in the morning. And I started feeling the symptoms seriously again. I told myself again, I'm not having malaria. By His stripes, I'm healed. Brethren, by the second day, the symptoms disappear. And since that time till now, I've not had that symptoms. That is what is obtainable in the Lord Jesus. That is what is obtainable. Healing comes. Strength comes. Via the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So a few days after, the pharmacist saw me and said, I have bought the injection.
And above everything, waiting for you. You didn't come for the injection. I said, no, I don't need the injection again. I'm healed. He said, this is my problem with you people, pastors. This is my problem. I said, you don't need to have problem with us. Just do your own thing. Let's do our whole thing. I refuse to be subjected to the faith of the flesh. You know, there's a faith of the flesh. The flesh will tell you something and make you to believe it. But the faith of the spirit, I told myself, I'm a spirit man. And I believe in the faith of the spirit, not in what the flesh speaks. And that was it. Because Christ has obtained my healing. There is health in Jesus. There is health in Jesus. His death and his resurrection has granted us healing. It wasn't recorded anywhere that Jesus was sick. It wasn't recorded anywhere. Nowhere. Hallelujah. In the book of 3 John has only one chapter. I think verse 2. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is the design of God for you. That is the plan of God for you. Stand on that affirmation. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. He said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken up your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That is why I said there is a spirit faith. By his spirit that dwelleth in you, you'll be quickened up by his spirit. Also, recently, there was an injury I had many years ago, an accident that affected a vital part of the body. And sometimes I do feel pain in that place. And sometimes the pain could be so severe that to stand becomes a problem. And the thing came up again. The first day, the second day, and on the third day, I told myself, I said, I just took communion yesterday. I took communion yesterday. If really I've taken the blood and the body of Jesus, I ought not to have this pain. And that was the end. No prayer done, no anything. Just an affirmation of the power that is in the blood and the body of Jesus. No prayer. I just said, if truly I've taken the communion and the communion has power, this pain ought not to be. And that was it. That was the end. The pain stopped that very moment. You see, I want you to know that God has obtained victory for us. He has obtained victory for us. He has given us power. Jesus died and rose so that you and I will not suffer any sickness or diseases again. He died and he rose that we will not suffer sickness. He says he giveth power to the faint. And to them that has no might, he increaseth strength. Isaiah 40:29. He giveth power to the faint. You might be weak, but he has given you power. And he will give you strength. I pray for someone this morning. The Lord will give you strength in the name of Jesus. And that strength covers every area. Maybe you are weak financially. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. I said, receive strength in the name of Jesus. Maybe your bank account is weak. I pray that account receives strength in the name of Jesus. Your business might be weak. I pray that business receives strength in the name of Jesus. Maybe your marriage is going through a challenge and it seems as if it's fainting and it seems as if it's going into coma. I pray resurrection power come into that home this morning in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have a child and that child is not doing well academically and is giving you a challenge. I pray there's a reversal and everything is made right and that child begins to do well right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All encompassing is found in Jesus. He gave a power to the faint. That power is not limited to any area. That power covers every area. I said he gave it power to the faith. And to them that has no mind, he increases strength. Hallelujah. No matter what kind of strength you have, you need an increase of strength for you to dominate in life. And the redemption package has given us access to this. Hallelujah. What a powerful package we have. What a powerful package we have. The redemption package, there is fullness of every benefit, every good thing. There is fullness of it. Hallelujah. The redemption package has repositioned us from a life of weakness to a life of strength. The redemption package has repositioned us from a life of weakness, a life of timidity, a life of lukewarmness, a life of coldness, a life of scarcity, a life of hardship. It has redeemed us from them all, and it has positioned us into a life of strength. Receive that strength in the name of Jesus. I want you to know you have been bought with a price, and it was a great price. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." That is, God has bought it. He has paid for it. Jesus has paid for it. If Jesus has paid for it, therefore you belong to Jesus. Therefore, nothing that is not of God, nothing that is not of Jesus, can be in your body and in your spirit. What you should be doing is glorifying God in your body, glorifying God in your spirit, giving Him praise, because strength is made available for you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let the flesh speak over the spirit. His spirit is in you. Don't allow the flesh. A lot of times the flesh speaks. The flesh will try to suppress the voice of the spirit by making us to understand some things. And you know, sometimes the flesh will present facts. It will present facts. But one thing I know, there's the fact of the flesh and there's the true report of the spirit. The Bible says, "Whose report will you believe?" It says, "I will believe the report of the Lord." If Jesus has not said it, it is not a fact. It is just an assumption. It is what the Bible has said. It is what Jesus has said. That is the fact. Anything that is not found in the word of God is not a fact concerning your life. It is not the fact of your life. It is just an assumption of the flesh. It is not a fact. Yes, medically they may have the proof to show you some things, but Jesus did not show you such proof. And as long as He has not shown you that proof, it is not standing. It is not standing. He said, "He giveth strength to the weak. He giveth strength to those that are fainting." I pray for you this morning. Jesus gives you strength. Say, "Jesus, give me strength." Hallelujah. You see, Moses enjoyed health even at 120. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 7 says Moses was 120 years old when he died. And he said his eyes were not dim. His eyes were not dim. And nor his natural force abated. The man was strong, kakaraka. He was strong. His natural force was not abated. He was not weak in anywhere. He was not weak in any place. You will not be weak in the name of Jesus. I want you to know, from Moses to Christ and from Christ to us, health package is in the redemption package. Health package is in the redemption package. What a glorious package we have. Hallelujah. What a glorious package we have. Hallelujah. And today, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, that package is delivered unto someone this morning in the name of Jesus. I said that redemption package is delivered to someone this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dividend number 5, we are going to take that in the second service. Hallelujah. Dividend number 5, number 6, number 7, and so on, will come in the second service. And I want you to know one thing, please. Brethren, this morning, don't trivialize this package. A lot of time, many of us that has come into the redemption package, we make a mess of the redemption package because of the way we live our life, because of what we do with the redemption package. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Live a life that is pleasing, that is worthy of the redemption package, and the Lord will give you strength in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.